In this period of meditation, I'm going to lead a practice called the body scan. And what we'll be doing is taking our attention through the body one bit at a time. So I invite you to lie down for this practice. Other meditation practices are done sitting up, but with the body scan, we usually do it lying down. When we lie down to do a meditation practice, we need to be aware that there's quite a strong possibility that we'll fall asleep. So if you want to fall asleep, if you're doing this practice as a way to unwind before sleep, then that's fine, just go with that. But if you want to be awake and alert, in other words, cultivating that sense of mindfulness through the practice, then you may need to just have your eyes slightly open or do something like that to keep you awake. So we lie down in a comfortable place, perhaps on a bed, perhaps on a mat on the floor, something like that. We'll need a support beneath our head, and we'll need a blanket if our body is likely to get cold as we lie still for the next period of time. So we just let the body rest. Hands resting by the side, or perhaps resting on our tummy. And to start with, we're just feeling the body resting down, feeling the contact at the head, along the back, at the bottom, and at the heels. So there's this sense of contact. Feeling the body as a whole. So when there are lots of thoughts in our mind, our attention is naturally in the area around the head. So let our attention be there. And we start by softening the eyes, letting softness, ease, come into the muscles all around the eyes, letting go of any sense of looking, the space between the eyes, the forehead, the head resting on the pillow or the cushion beneath it. And we'll let our awareness include the cheeks, softness in the cheeks and the mouth, and the lips, the nose. Head resting down on the support. Coming down the body, we're going to come to the neck. So sensing the neck, sensing the whole length of the neck, and the throat. Letting softness and awareness come into the shoulders, feeling the shoulders, sensing the shoulders, and then imagining that as we breathe out, the breath is flowing through the shoulders, all the way down the arms, the forearms, the wrists, the hands, and feeling the fingers. Feeling the fingers resting on the floor. Sensing the pads of the fingers and what they touch. The knuckles, the joints, the palms of the hands. feeling the wrists. So just sensing the warmth of the hands, what they touch beneath them, and the feeling of being touched if your hands are resting on the body. And then coming to the arms, sensing the forearms, the wrists, letting them rest. Feeling the elbows, feeling the upper arms, the biceps. The arms may be touching the body, so feeling that sense of contact, and coming to the shoulders. Now taking our awareness down the back to where the back rests on the bed or the mat. And feeling, as the body moves with the breath, how the weight shifts at the shoulders and the back ribs. So feeling the movement of the breath in the back ribs. Sensing the contact with the arms at the flanks and coming round to the chest. Feeling the chest moving with the breath, rising and falling. Perhaps a sense of the skin brushing against our clothing. And bringing our awareness to the movement of the lungs and the breath flowing in and flowing out. Maybe noticing the heart beating in our chest. Now proceeding down the body to the tummy, which also moves with the breath. So it billows up and billows down. Sensing the movement of the tummy as it rises and falls, brushing against our clothing. Feeling what's there in the stomach and how it feels, whether we can sense individual organs or not. Just how does our tummy feel? Perhaps it feels tense or tight or something like that. Perhaps there's energy there. Either way, just taking our attention right into the tummy, feeling it moving with the breath. Coming round to lower back, sensing the movement of the breath in the lower back. As we breathe out, a sense of letting go, ease and release. If there's tightness or tension or even painful feelings in the lower back, will simply bring our awareness to those feelings. feeling the body resting on the floor. Feeling the contact at the bottom. And then taking your awareness right into all of those sensations at the base of the torso. All around the groin, the pelvis, and the hips. So every time thoughts come into our mind, as they surely will, we'll just bring our awareness back to the breath, back to the body, back to whatever we've got to in our journey through the body. Letting go of the thoughts, sensing. Letting go of overthinking, just allowing our experience to be simple in this moment. And then taking our awareness down the legs, starting with the hips, feeling the upper legs, what do they touch? What's beneath them? Coming to the knees, just sensing what's there. Feeling the lower legs resting on the floor. Touching the floor, touching the bed. Perhaps we can sense our clothing. And it may be that there aren't strong sensations in this part of the body. In which case, we just notice that. Continuing to the feet, contact at the heels, sensing the top and bottom of the foot. Now feeling the whole foot. The toes touching. Contact with our socks. And then letting our awareness flow back up the body, including the whole body from the head to the toes. Feeling the breath moving in the body. Taking these moments to just enjoy resting our attention in the body, reflecting that in this moment we don't have to achieve anything, we don't have to sort out all our problems, we don't have to impress anyone, we don't have to be anywhere. It's enough to just be here. And that in this moment we don't need anything else. We have what we need. And then starting to move towards the end of the practice. Bring a little movement into the fingers and toes, maybe rolling our shoulders a bit. If it works for you, maybe rolling onto one side And in this way, gradually bringing some movement into the body. And in your own time, bearing in mind that there's no need to rush, gently bringing the meditation to a close.